Well, 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 good morning, good morning. It is Wednesday. I'm so glad you came to join in this little endeavor. We're going to have a big weekend this week, or a big week, I should say, starting on Thursday night, starting at 6 o'clock this time. Bob Gandian, Tony Cook, Doug Jones, and Jackson. I'm just telling you, this is going to be good teaching, and you may not be able to understand every little tiny bit of it. I probably won't, but I think there's going to be 99% of it. We're going to write down, and we're going to grow, and we're going to have a good time. And I just seen, like I said, I seen this year being a year of attack, but God wants us full of the Holy Spirit. And there is no real attack unless we're ready. Like David was different than 4,000 of his peers the day he walked there. He was full of the Spirit. He stayed full of the Spirit. And I think that we have plenty of other examples of that, that men were those kind of men. Caleb and Joshua were said to be men of a different spirit. And I think part of that is just learning how to stay full so that when the time comes, you're not having to go get built up. You're ready to rock and roll. So I just want to mention real quick here that Thursday night at 6, I'll be there at 5:30 at the church. Friday night at 6, I'll be there at 5:30 at the church. And Saturday night, we will at 6, we'll have another night at the church, and we'll just be starting that at 6 o'clock that night, because that's when everything starts. So I just want to invite you, you know, I mean, it's one thing to say I want to surrender to God. I believe one of my elders this week said that the Lord talked to him about that just learning how to submit to God is going to be worth a bunch. And we learn so much. I was thinking this morning how that, you know, he loves you right where you are. There's no doubt about that. But you know what? He loves you too much to leave you where you are. He loves me too much to leave me where I am. He wants to go forward. He wants to take me toward the image of his Son in every realm of my life. So I want to encourage you in that. And so let me mention something really quick here. I don't have a lot of time, but I want to mention that we're in order to have ears to hear. It says having ears to hear. And that's kind of cool because it tells me I can. And then every one of the seven churches in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, it says hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. There's two things that happen in all seven of those churches. It says to him that overcomes, I will do this. And in other words, God is building and wants to build overcomers. I used to love that word, the overcomer. The Greek there is Nikea, but then he throws in a hooper in front of it, and I've always pictured that like a rocket blasting off. It's a hooper Nikea. In other words, overcoming, right over the top, more than a conqueror. So God is trying to build that this year, and I just want you to, you know, if I was a conductor, I would say all aboard. Everybody be sure your seatbelts are fastened, because God wants to take us and he wants to fill us and he wants to teach us. And so one of the things that I took off on this day, I guess, would be this 1 John 5:7 says there's three that agree in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. And so we run right back again to this interconnectedness that God has, and you know, that we call it the Trinity, or we call it the Godhead. And I believe that they are so interlinking that it really is hard to tell them apart. There's aspects of the Father that no man's seen him, and yet the Son manifests as the angel of the Lord at times. And now we know the Holy Spirit is here to dwell with us forever and to remain with us, and to have us be learning and finding out what our destiny is, what our calling is. that he says in Peter, make your calling and election sure. Well, there's only one way. And if the Father and the Word and the Spirit all agree, then as we get the Word in us, we will get revelation from the Spirit about the Word. And a matter of fact, he says, I'll bring all this to your remembrance. So we're going to look at some interesting thoughts this week, and I just want you to be encouraged. I want you to realize that God is doing things right now and explaining things and actually raising the ante of his church, because he says, by his church is to be made known to the principalities and powers the manifold wisdom of God. So I want to thank you for joining me. I bless you. I speak life over you today, and I'll enjoy seeing you this weekend. God bless you guys.